AP Radio News, I'm Ross Simpson. A big chunk of the eastern seaboard is in the sights of Old Man Winter. A blizzard of historic proportion is forecast to begin late tomorrow and last until late Saturday or early Sunday. The head of the National Weather Service says some elements of the storm remain unclear at this hour.
The rain, sleet, snow line from the Mid-Atlantic region up towards New York City and Long Island is still a forecast issue that we're coming to grips with. Clearly, where that line sets up will mean the difference of, you know, deeper snow or not.
But Louis Ochellini says Washington, D.C. can expect up to 2 feet of snow. That's more than enough for Metro to shut down the subway system this weekend. The coming storm has also put New York City on winter alert and forced the cancellation of a big outdoor event.
The snowfall totals forecast for New York City are large but not crippling, nevertheless.
I think people need to take this very seriously and recognize that this is a real thing.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the storm will disrupt a lot of weekend plans. Among the cancellations, ironically, the annual Winter Jam, a festival of snow sports in Central Park. Deputy Parks Commissioner Liam Cavanaugh says it's not the snow.
It's the wind and the blizzard conditions that are predicted for Saturday, particularly right, you know, at the height of the event.
The wind may also make things difficult in coastal areas where a serious storm surge is anticipated. Warren Levinson, New York.
Stocks rose and recovered some of their steep losses from the day before. The price of oil also recovered from a big decline. That lifted energy companies, which have been struggling as energy prices tumbled. The Dow added 116 points, the S&P 10, and NASDAQ gained less than a point. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is moving to speed up infrastructure cash that could help Flint, Michigan ease the crisis over lead in its water supply.
Last year's budget deal includes significant increases in spending for public works projects, municipal water supplies among them. That means next week, Michigan stands to gain access to $80 million. Speaking to mayors here for their annual conference, the president said what's unfolded in Flint, Michigan is inexcusable.
Our children should not have to be worried about the water that they're drinking in American cities. That's not something that we should accept.
Obama also says Uncle Sam will spend about $1 billion to help cities deal with the effects of global warming. Mark Smith at the White House.
A former Marine from Flint, Michigan, released in a prisoner swap with Iran, arrived home today. He said he survived 4.5 years in captivity thanks to his Marine training. I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.